shed.
Hello and welcome to day 5 of the Cosmic Shed Advent Calendar. I'm a bit too excited about this one, so let's just open the door.
Are you alive?
Yes.
Tell me, Admiral. Can you roll over? Frack you. You're not my type.
Trisha, lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to compete with that adorable 2-year-old. But
it was so cute. I saw them earlier today, and he was all spry and awake. And halfway through the interview, I just saw him going. It was so cute.
Well, thanks for appearing on the Cosmic Shed podcast. I mean, we're here at the London Film and TV Comic Con, where obviously you meet all your adoring fans. What is the most often asked question that people want to know when they talk to you?
Oh gosh, there's so many, you know. Did you know, how you were in his head, or, you know, from the beginning? Did you, I don't know, also what, you know, what they just asked, did you know it was going to become what it did? So many questions, but, you know, I didn't know what it was going to become. You never know, but we had an idea that the show was something special. And I had no idea what number 6 was, the one that was in his head. I had no idea till the finale.
Well, I mean, you've had so many reunions recently over the past few years. Are you amazed at the legacy of the show, how it still impacts politics and discussions about humanity and even robotics?
Well, you know, those three things, you know, politics still going strong, and it's particularly strong this last year or two.
Yeah.
And going in, you know, more divisive ways. And technology is not going away. Technology is only advancing. And, you know, I find it kind of funny whenever there's new advancements in, you know, artificial intelligence or robotics or anything like that, it's my picture that's used half the time. You know, that was one of the things when I read the pilot that I really liked about it, is because, you know, I'm not typically like a fantasy fan, you know, whatever, funny headed creatures and things like that. I'm a very kind of grounded person.
Yeah.
So the things I watch are fairly dark and grounded and whatever. But I looked at that and I was like, we could get there. I could actually see us in however many years being in that position. And so I was intrigued by that. And you know, I think if we don't destroy the planet before we get there, there's a very good likelihood that we will be in a position, not necessarily like Battlestar, but in a position where technology has gotten to an extremely high level point. Yes.
And what was amazing about the show is you didn't just play, well, you played one character, but you played different variants on that character. So you played Caprica 6 and Gina. Was that refreshing from an acting point of view, that you got to play so many different portrayals of the same character? Gina obviously went through horrific sexual abuse by the crew of the Pegasus, and then you also got to play Caprica 6 more as a freedom fighter. How was that?
And Natalie, who was the
political
one.
Exactly.
And Sonia, who went after her, and Lyra, and yes, there was a few of them.
Was it complicated keeping track of who was who at any given time?
You know, because it was Caprica in the beginning, and then number 6 for predominantly a lot of it, and then Gina, it wasn't until kind of the fourth season that we got, Natalie was the one that was trying to kind of broker peace between the, so she was kind of more on the political side. Boomer shot her.
Yes.
It wasn't hard to keep them separate, because to me they were very individual people. They may have looked the same, had different hair color, but it was all about their experiences with humans and how that would have altered their opinion and if they had any empathy to them or if they didn't. And so But it, you know, in the fourth season, where the Cylons and humans were kind of working together on Galactica, and there was a lot of Cylons in the background and that type of thing, and I'd have a lot of photo doubles because you didn't see their face. Those days started to get a little crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm very a little OCD, and I don't like somebody, even if you only see the back of them, like painting a wall. I'm like, I would watch how everybody would walk and what they would do, and I'm trying to do my own role. And so those days would get a little bit crazy because you were also changing clothes all the time to this. Oh, this one turns her head, and now it's you, and then you have to be a, you know. So that got a little bit mind numbing after a while. But the rest of the characters, the rest of the main characters of mine, mm-hmm. I saw as distinctly different people.
Brilliant. Well, I mean, it's a show that continues to get new fans, and thank you very much for talking to us. It's been wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
And that was, of course, Tricia Helfer, star of Battlestar Galactica, talking to our very own Ty. We'll see you tomorrow for day 6 of the Cosmic Shed Advent Calendar. The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.